Families in the military move a lot. On average, a military child will change schools 6 to 9 times before they finish high school. Making new friends and leaving old ones is hard on kids. Enter Sesame Street. Elmo, Cookie Monster, and friends are traveling to military bases across the country to help young kids cope. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
The show, inside a Fort Drum gymnasium, kicks off with who else? Elmo. The red furry Muppet leads a crowd of screaming 3-year-olds in a version of the electric slide, the Elmo slide.
Slide to the front, slide to the back.
This isn't a puppet show. Someone is inside this life-sized Elmo suit dancing. Parents join in, some in their army fatigues. After the warm-up, we're introduced to Katie, a military kid. She's a Muppet too, but looks more like a little girl than a furry animal. She's purple with orange hair and a pink dress. Katie tells Elmo and Grover she's moving with her family to a new base.
I'm gonna miss all of you.
We're gonna miss you too, Katie.
Yes, but even though you may be far away, we will still be friends.
Well, friends can be friends wherever they are.
Sesame Street is doing what they do best, representing a situation so kids can learn from it. Jenna Larson with Sesame Street says song and dance is an effective way to get through to young children.
They get to really hear the lyrics that are in the songs, or they get to hear what Elmo is actually saying. And Elmo is just like them. Elmo is that 3-year-old little boy. So when Elmo's out there and he says something, the kids believe it.
Give Elmo a phone call. Give Elmo a ring.
Justin Gamrell grew up in a military family. He's a former Marine and designed the show's set.
I can't tell you how many conversations I had with my mom or my dad about, we're moving to a new base. Why? We just got here. The idea of what happens to your old friends. I think that was something that I struggled with. How do I maintain my friends even though I live in a new country? What can I do? I can write letters. I can now use technology. I can use Skype. I can use all these different computer apps, which is great. And they talk about that.
Josie Terry is carrying her newborn. She just arrived at Fort Drum from California. Terry's oldest daughter, Ellen, is 2. She's a little young to understand this last move, but Terry knows this is only the beginning for her kids.
I think with the characters and stuff, the visual part of it and the songs and stuff, like, make it happy, but at the same time, the message of, you know, this is our life, like, we move every 2 years, so.
Christy Henderson is here with her 3 young boys. They've been at Fort Drum for 1 year.
So we went through one move, and it went pretty good, and so hopefully this helps, because we'll be gone again in 1 year.
Sesame Street started tackling some real-life issues after September 11th, right before the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq began. Now there are online videos, apps, and live shows created especially for military children. They touch on deployment and transitioning out of the Army. After a few inspirational song and dance numbers, Katie is feeling a lot better about her move.
But I know we'll stay in touch.
You betcha.
We are always going to be your amigos.
Before leaving the stage, Elmo, Grover, Cookie Monster, and Katie, the Muppet, descend into the crowd and start giving out hugs to a room full of pumped-up kids. This show will be back at Fort Drum next year. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero at Fort Drum.